What's up, everybody? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Daily Nerd Devo. Today, I want to talk to you about my favorite episode of the Star Wars Clone Wars cartoon, because I'm about to start, hopefully soon, a month of Disney Plus to catch up on The Mandalorian and watch Season 7 of Clone Wars. My favorite episode of Clone Wars is actually the first episode of Season 1. The episode is called Ambush. And it basically stars Master Yoda and a group of clone troopers. And Master Yoda and his ship and a bunch of the Army of the Grand Republic are on their way to Toydaria to meet with King Katunko. Thank you to StarWars.Fandom.com where I'm reading the synopsis because it's been a long time and I didn't remember all the names. They're meeting to discuss a treaty with King Katunko so that the Republic can use Toydaria as a base. At the same time, Count Dooku of the Separatist Army has sent his assassin, Asajj Ventress, to also meet with the King for them to use the planet for the same thing. Basically, Dooku's talking about how, you know, they're so much stronger than the Republic and Master Yoda, and that clearly if, you know, King Katunko will let Asajj show him how easily defeated the Republic is, that it'd be so much better to side with the CIS. So basically what follows is like 20 minutes of Master Yoda and three clone troopers, because it's basically all that are left, being chased around Toydaria by a bunch of battle droids and droidica and the bigger B2 battle droids, the whole nine yards. They chase them and chase them and chase them. And eventually one of the clone troopers gets hurt. They're running low on ammo. At one point, Yoda fights like two tanks and like 30 battle droids by himself. It all goes sideways really quickly. And in the end, spoilers. Oh, and you know what? I won't spoil it. Watch the episode. It's a great episode. But ultimately, you're faced, Master Yoda and the clone troopers are faced with impossible odds. It is just Master Yoda and three clone troopers against literally dozens and dozens of droids and multiple tanks, and it's a huge mess. We run into these kind of situations in our own lives. I mean, not with battle droids, and as much as I want a lightsaber, not that kind of thing. But these moments that feel like we just can't do it, they feel insurmountable, they feel impossible. We need to remember two things. One, we have our community with us, be that our friends or our family or the Nerd of God Squad. Go check out the Facebook page if you haven't. But more importantly, Philippians 4 tells us something else. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. If you'll let Him, if you'll reach out to Him, God will be your strength in those hard moments, in those tough moments. He'll put people in your life, or He'll just provide what you need. God is so good. And much like how Master Yoda did not lose his faith and his confidence in his and his clone troopers' abilities to succeed, we can't lose our faith in God. He's there for us, right there, when we need Him. We can do any of it that we don't think we can handle. Whether it's, you know, 10 droidicas or a bunch of B2 battle droids, or just getting through work that day, we can do all of it with God. Reach out to God. Reach out to your friends, your family. Reach out to us on the Nerd of God Squad. Someone will be there for you, and especially God will be there to be your strength. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast and head over to the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Until next time, I'm Ryan, and remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much.